you know, and my truck right now starts to make a noise when I hit 85. It starts to whistle a little bit.
Oh, a little bit?
Like, it's got very little road noise, but it starts to whistle at 85.
Like maybe the mirrors are the thing that
something,
gets you.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Dick, slow down.
Monica, what does Hopester top out at?
I mean, I've gone 80 when I'm late, like running late to here is probably the only time. Yeah, because then on the Howard Franklin Bridge, it's 65, so I usually go 70.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know some people do 75. So
I can't believe you're breaking rules. Look at you, you rebel.
Well, it's either, I have to break some rule. It's either speed 80 or be late here. So I had to, you know, the lesser.
She's doing it for the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you for doing it for the show.
Yeah, but I don't, that's the only time. I don't ever do it. And the only time I've ever done that is driving here because I'm almost late. I, you know, five miles per hour above the speed limit is what I do usually.
K-Dog is on line one. Hey, K-Dog, Roger and JP, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, metalheads?
What's up,
bro?
It's been a while.
Let me tell you something. Your boy likes to crank up some tunes really loud. Two nights ago, I was coming back from Pensacola. I'm on US 19, up, you know, not down here where it's all busy, but up in the country. And I was doing a $115, and in the median, I just saw the red and blues hit out of nowhere. Oh. They didn't even pull out, bro.
No.
Good for you.
They just hit the flashers in the median, and nah, there was no way they were going to chase me.
The cop was like, no, that's too much.
You think he just was telling you to slow down by hitting
that? I ain't ready for that tonight.
Did you slow down after that?
Yeah, I did slow down a little bit for like a mile.
113.
For like a mile.
So sick.
Well, yeah, man.
What are you?
It's the Wild Wild West, man. It's all flat down here. Just rip it.
All right, listen, I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Speed limit, just
and
rip
say,
it.
And K-Dog, are you high?
Yeah, I just toked up when I was dialing the phone.
Oh, nice job.
What
very
is,
nice.
Wait,
very
what
nice.
Is toked up?
Dang, took a hit, smoked some weed.
Monica, you were six around the pond. I heard the word toke.
That's it. Listen, man, you have a good weekend.
Right,
stay safe. Don't do anything stupid. Okay?
All right, party on, y'all.
Later.
Party
after
on.
Doing the other thing, it is.
When his sign off is party on, I gotta hope that he's okay.
It was from Go. That one was not tough.
No, that's what I said. Like,
oh,
this
really?
Is a layup here. This is a layup here.
The last one you got, I forget,
laughing.
Was a week or so ago. Yeah, but the whole thing was, hey, bro, hey, man, metalheads, what's up? What's going
like,
on?
It's like talking to balls.
K-Dog. 115 is pretty serious.
Let's go with Tom on line two. What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
All right. What's up?
Roger, JP, Monica,
yes, sir.
Of course. Hello. First time caller. Love you guys, man. Every morning I listen to you.
Thank you. What's going on, Tom?
This is a little bit off subject now because he's done past it, but you were talking about the topless thing.
Oh, the woman that was topless in her backyard that the lady got all upset and called the cops?
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a construction worker, and I was working in Northport on a new build home. And right across the canal, there was two women that would sunbathe topless all damn day out there. And nobody noticed it on the job until I noticed it. And then once I noticed it, it's like everybody started showing up the next day with binoculars and all this crap.
And they all showed up for work. Nobody banged in sick,
Monica,
not one person.
That right there is the power of the boobie.
Get the hell out of the way because I was up on scaffolding trying to do drywall, and it's like, get out of the window way. I got to get down through here.
Right.
Trying to hammer nails into a roof with my penis. Get out of the way.
Yeah, the women got wise to it and quit doing it, but because everybody's got their face planted up against the glass looking at them. So. Just funny anyway. It was relative, so I thought I'd
take
call
care, but thanks, Tom. Have a good weekend.
Please, thank you, Tom.
Please help me understand. I'm not
Tom.
Judging. I'm legitimately curious. So
they're awesome. They're boobs, and they're
and
awesome.
I'm not, okay, that's fine if that's what you think. But my question is, knowing full well that you're not going to touch them, you're not going to have sex with this woman, there's zero chance of anything, and all you're going to do is see them, which you can go on your phone. We're not in Utah.
You're ruling out the spank bank.
But you can go on your phone. Like, if you're not going to do anything with it, then why those boobs? Like, why not anything on
because
your phone?
Because now I have a fantasy. Now, all of a sudden, I'm on the construction site. I get there. She's in the backyard. She's working out. She asked me if I can help her out with something.
None of that's going to happen. None.
It doesn't matter. It's about fantasy. Spank bank.
Oh, my God.
Spank bank.
Y'all are ruled by some weird stuff.
I told you, we can't control this thing.
But you can. That's
no,
that's,
we can't. You keep saying that. You don't
and
know.
You're learning, that's one thing.
That's like me saying that you can control your period. You can't control it.
Okay,
you have a vague you have a vague idea when it's going to come, and you can prepare for it, but you can't control it.
I control it.
Oh. See?
And it's here, by the way.
Right. That chick right there, full control.
Excuse me, I have a name. It's Angelo, not a chick.
Sorry.
They're literally just boobs. There Chica. Was no, you know, she wasn't doing dirty things. She wasn't taunting or she was literally just, they're just there. And that's all it is. That's what blows my mind.
They're not just boobs ever, though, to guys. They're
the
just
weaker
no such thing.
Species. Well, we are.
I could so.
We
so,
are. We're weak.
I just it's feel a, like if
someone, you know how Superman had kryptonite?
Yeah.
There you go.
Why don't we all, as women, we could just walk topless and y'all would do whatever we said?
Pretty much.
That's
yeah.
So mad. But don't, you don't want to be, you of all people, don't tell me what to do. Why would you want someone to control you like that? Why?
Because boobs. It's hot.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I know. Again, we're weak. There was a story we did years ago in Spain. Like, it was in Colombia. And there was this section. This village needed this road fixed, and the men just weren't fixing the roads. And finally, the women in the village were like, listen, until we get this road fixed, no more sex. All the women got together and said, no more sex until the road is fixed to the village.
Band together, ladies. It's the only
thing. Guess what? Got fixed.
And that's it. Now, as
guess
a man.
Guess what? Got fixed.
But aren't you embarrassed by that? Like, that's.
It's pathetic.
Exactly.
But hey.
It is pathetic.
Their plan worked.
But
that plan
worked. That's what sucks, though, because I would never want to be that woman who did that. Because
listen, I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying, I report, you decide. I gave you the information. You want to decide, men a week? I don't disagree with you.
Are you laying out the cold cuts and I'm making a sandwich?
I mean,
am I picking up what you're laying down?
You are definitely picking up what I'm laying down. I mean, the bottom line is the women band together and they said, nobody's getting this ass until that road gets fixed.
They should not have to do that. And
I'm not saying they should, but they did, and it worked.
You know what? If I'm a guy in that scenario, I'm going to say, nope, still not doing it. You guys can't control me with your boobs or your any sex or anything. Nope, not doing it.
But you can, though. That's the problem. You can.
Just softens you up mentally.
You can. Think, Monica,
it breaks you down.
Think about what we're dealing with all the Cuomo stuff and the Deshaun stuff and now the Biden thing today, whatever. Think about all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. It's just because it feels so. These are smart men, successful men that are willing to do the dumbest stuff of their life.
Stupid.
Just to get laid because that power you have. The JJ is magical.
Don't be stupid.
I don't think it's magical. I think you guys, and you said it yourself.
You know what?
But you said you're weak. It's not that it's magical. It's that
No, it's magical. Watch this. Brett?
Yes.
Magical?
Of course.
Raj?
God.
Yes.
Magical?
Not you two. I expect this of JP. Not you two.
No, it's an irresistible magical thing.
Yeah.
And we are, but we also are weak. There's something about.
But don't be.
So you
Stay
take
strong.
Something so good and have someone so weak, it's a perfect storm. Right. You guys could really rule the world if you put your minds to it.
How did we end up where we are? How did that even happen?
I don't know.
If shirts were outlawed or women being topless was made the law, things would change for a while until guys got numb to it.
Right.
It would be a while. Women,
I would
you
be
want.
Willing
women
to
never
go
get
through
numb
that.
To it.
I would. Well, that's the thing is, I would be if knowing that there was a numb factor. I would be so willing to go through that awkward phase to just make it not a thing anymore. Make it, let's just get to that end point and then things can change.
Get out there and do it. Wave that flag.
It's a little illegal, so no.
Is it illegal there?
Maybe
it's not illegal. It's not illegal here.
Sure, there's nude beaches.
You can legally, resort. You can get on the train in New York City and get on the train topless. Legally.
Well, why
Nobody
don't go
does it.
Do it. Why not?
Because they don't want to end up raped and chopped up in a dumpster.
Okay.
Or they just don't want attention and don't want the hassle.
right?
Or whatever.
Now,
or they're just not, before it gets to
they're
that.
Not confident.
Let
themselves,
me,
you know,
let
they're
me
not comfortable.
This at you. Same chick on the construction site, like that dude was saying, and she has small, like torpedo-looking boobies.
It doesn't matter. We're still looking.
There's
we may not look as long, but we're looking.
Suddenly, they're cute.
Right.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you?
Any other questions?
No, I'm done.
Okay.
I rest my case. I don't know.
By all, like, if you ever have any questions about the mind of a man, you just let us know. We'll be more than happy to answer you.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it's more mind-boggling. Like, I almost don't want to believe it because it seems like it's all just very simple. Like, too simple. Like, you're
we're very basic men.
We are very basic people.
We
are basic.
But
you guys are the complicated ones.
But we're human, and we don't have the same brain, but the brain functions are the same. So you have the ability to evolve past simplicity.
Let me ask you a question. When you have your period coming on, would you say your behavior can sometimes be different?
I don't like it, but it's true.
Okay. Why?
Hormones, something I can't
exactly
control.
Testosterone is what drives all the madness.
But you can control it. Otherwise, you'd be out rape Yvonne Raperson all the time. Like, you have the ability to rein it in, and you don't go up and grab girls' boobs and you don't spare and drool because you have the ability to control it.
Right.
I can't control my hormones released before my period. Mm-hmm. Like, that's out of my hands. I just take, whatchamacallit, once in a while. If it's out of hand.
Well, my doll.
I'm just saying hormones make us horny.
Hormones make me horny.
See?
Perfect.
Right. But we're just honest about it. You guys are looking. You're looking at a hot guy. You're looking at his ass.
And his Adam's apple.
Right.
That is true. And a lot
it's
of
only an Adam's apple,
exactly.
Monica. Come on, calm down.
Completely looking.
The first thing I look at in a guy when he has the basketball shorts on is the package up front, because you can see it in there.
It's only a package, Monica. Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Monica, just get
look
used
close.
To it.
Take it easy.
You know what, look, guys? Let's all walk around with our nuts out. Just wait, then we'll normalize it.
We'll get numb to it.
We'll normalize it. They'll get numb to it, and everything will be fine.
Let's do that.
Everybody, pull your nuts out. Let's go.
Hashtag numb nuts.
Friday.
I'm going to get numb to that.
Friday nuts out.
Whole weekend's in front of you. This is going to work by Monday. All right, Roger, JP. It's 102.5 The Bull.